and welcome to the Jen Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guest, Pastor Larry Huff. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, please give a warm welcome to our hosts, Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and thank you, audience. Yes. So good to have you here today.
It is.
And we have back with us Pastor Larry Huff.
Yes. Woo!
Founder and senior pastor of New Beginnings Church in Bedford, Texas. And together we're live coming from the mountains of the Ozarks,
right,
and then
right.
We come from Texas, and we talk back and forth, and then our studio audience is here, and so we're happy to be Skyping today.
Yeah,
and it's so much better than in the basement.
Amen.
It really is much better, because in the basement we had this delay because the television had to go from like Texas to here, and then from here to out to our house.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so that was the third jump.
Yeah.
And that third jump made it so we couldn't cut back and forth like we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're right there together, and I love that. I love that today. So I'm so thrilled to have Pastor Larry Huff.
Yes.
And the senior founding pastor of New Beginnings Church, Bedford, Texas. Where is Bedford, Texas?
We are a part of Dallas-Fort Worth area, Jim. We're about 5 minutes from the airport. Very easy place to get to when we fly in and fly out. And so we're excited to be here. We've been here about, I think, 5 years now we've been in here. And so, man, it's good to see you. It's good to be back with you and Lori and see how well you're doing. I know yesterday we had a great, great program talking about the miracle power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I think today's going to be absolutely an amazing day. I can't wait to talk about what you guys have for us.
Well, I'll tell you what. Your program with us yesterday, I would put into my top 10 of all time programs.
Amen.
Yes. Our crew loved it, and they're doing double duty, doing all kinds of work behind the scenes here to put this broadcast on. And they all came up and said, "We loved the show yesterday with Pastor Larry Huck."
Amen.
And I mean, it's just powerful.
I mean, it lifts my soul. It lifts me up, gives me hope. But Larry, it's so good to have you back. It was an amazing broadcast yesterday.
Yes.
We got to talking about your TV program.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you base your program on. I know you talk about Israel a lot, and we're going to get to Israel today. But tell me a little bit about your TV program.
Well, first off, Tiz and I are so glad to be on you. I think we're with you guys every day now, which is just a thrill to us because we just love you guys so much. If I can explain it this way. Jim and Lori, about 30 years ago or so, I was actually thinking about leaving the ministry. You know, we'd pioneered so many churches, we've been pastoring so long, and I was actually thinking about leaving the ministry. I felt like something was missing, and I didn't know what it was. And so, long story short, some friends of ours invited us to go with them to Israel. Now, I had never been to Israel at that time. Now, I've been to Israel, I think, 38 times now. And at first, I said, no, I'm not interested. Why should I go to Israel? Because I had been taught the false doctrine of replacement theology, that we're the new Israel, we're the new apple of God's eye. There am I with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And so I went with them, and long story short, and I know you guys have been there and many of your partners have been there, we went to Capernaum. And most of the time when you walk through the gates of Capernaum, everybody goes straight forward, and there's where Peter's house was and where Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. But I had a friend with me who, brilliant scholar, speaks nine languages, and he's a Jewish believer in Jerusalem. And instead of going right to Peter's house, the normal tourist destination, he took us aside and showed us these parts of a building that were the ancient synagogue where Jesus taught. And so when he's telling us this, I'm seeing this Hebrew inscriptions in stone that would have been entering into the synagogue. And so I said, Yosef, I said, what does this say in Hebrew? And he said, well, these are the grandchildren or the great-grandchildren of some of the apostles. And he started to walk away. And I said, wait. I said, they're the grandchildren of the apostles? He said, yeah. And I said, well, why is their name on the synagogue? He said, well, they dedicated the synagogue. And I said, I don't understand. Were they not followers of Jesus? Were they not believers and Christians? And he said, no, of course they were. And I said, well, what did they have to do with the synagogue? And like I said, he's a really smart guy. And he looked at me like, you're a pastor. You should know the Bible. And he said, Larry, Jesus never came to take us away from our Jewish roots. But as Paul says in Romans, he came to graft us in to our Jewish roots. And so everybody walked away. And I had next to being forgiven of my sin and filled with the Holy Spirit. Guys, it was the most dynamic experience I've ever had. Right there where Jesus used to live, where Jesus ministered on that dirt road, the Lord spoke to me and he said, I'm going to teach you to reread the Bible through the eyes of a Jewish Jesus, not a Gentile Jesus, not an American Jesus, not a European Jesus, a Jewish Jesus. And I started this journey of rereading the Bible in what Jesus said or what Paul said or what Moses said and studying the Jewish roots of our faith. And all of a sudden, I begin to understand things in the Bible that I didn't understand before because we weren't reading it through the eyes of a Jewish Jesus. Just to give you an example, guys, you know, when we talked yesterday about the miracle healing on Lion, my 7-month-old grandson, and the miracle healing on Tiz, both of them, we sat in the doctor's offices and there was no hope. They've never had a child survive this kind of leukemia. They gave Tiz 3 months to live and then would probably pass on to our children and our grandchildren. And, you know, one of the things, sometime I'd love to come back with you guys because I know you guys would understand this. In studying the Jewish roots, I learned how to pray to break generational curses, to break family curses. You know, in the world, we say you're just like your father, you're just like your mother, and that can be drugs or anger or poverty or failure or whatever. And so in studying the Jewish roots, I understood on breaking family curses, that break the curse of sickness, break the curse of disease. But you, Jim, you know, how many times did you, or Lori, you know, how many times did you hear the words of the doctor? And they're not positive words. Well, remember the woman, and this, these are the kind of things we teach on our television program. Remember the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment? Well, we always picture Jesus being a a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus with a long white Greek robe. But Jesus was out of the lineage of David. He was dark-skinned. He was dark-haired. And what the woman touched, the hem of his garment, was a tallit. Now, why did the woman say, if I could touch the hem of his garment? I have one right here behind me. What Jesus was wearing was what's called in Hebrew a prayer shawl, a tallit. One of the things, like when I would come home, I would leave Tiz in the hospital. I would take the tallit, put it over my head, and shut the door. This is where we get when you go into your prayer closet. and you shut the door. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? Because the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and let not that man think when he prays he receives anything. Ancient Jewish wisdom teaches us that when Jesus, or when we would go under our tallit and shut the door, the devil is not allowed to speak to our mind, and we have a renewing of the spirit of our mind. And so I've heard all these words about lying and these words about tis trying to steal my faith. You've heard them about your situation. But when you go under the prayer shawl and you shut the door, the enemy is not allowed to speak to your mind and make you double-minded. And so one aspect of what we teach on your wonderful, wonderful network is the Jewish roots of our faith. The other thing we teach is that as Christians, we are obligated by God to stand with the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. And there has never been a more important time to understand the truth of God's word by reading it through the eyes of a Jewish Jesus and to stand with the nation of Israel. And guys, you know so well, Genesis 12, the father of all blessing, the birthing of all blessing starts with this: I will bless those who bless the nation of Israel. And that's why we love being on your program. We love being with you guys. You guys are people who stand with the nation of Israel. That's why the blessing of God, one of the reasons the blessing of the Lord is on you guys so strong.
We're thrilled to have your program on our network, Larry.
We are.
And our show, Jim Baker's show, is on our network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're on in New York City. Mondo, name the cities, some of the cities that the program's on, and we're bringing prophets that are not on television, and we're literally going to produce the shows if we have to, because we want the voices of the prophets to be heard.
And you're looking at Palm Springs, California, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Denver, Miami, Orlando, Tallahassee, Tampa, Atlanta, Baltimore, Boston, Detroit, Minneapolis, Albuquerque, New York City, and the list goes on and on. To watch, if you want to watch in your area, I urge you to go to ptlnetwork.com and go to the channel listings, and you're going to find the channels. Again, the distribution outlets in your area, whether it be Verizon Fios, Select TV. Again, those providers are carrying right now the PTL
network. Now, Roku,
network.
What does that mean?
So Roku.
You can order the Roku at cost. This is what it cost us, mm-hmm. $30.
That's right.
And you get it, and you get thousands
That's
of
right.
Christian shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thousands of Christian, other shows, but thousands of Christian shows. And you don't pay any more after that.
Right.
And you get it hooked up. And grandma, if you don't understand it, get one of your grandkids to hook it up for you.
It's actually super easy. Yes. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Okay, so
that's for sure.
I want to be as technically savvy, but not that great. And but you just put it in your TV. It's that easy. It's so easy, everybody. So we'll do it.
It's a new way to stream on demand, and Roku has become the number one outlet to stream. And you can download the PTL network.
And so what we need to do is not only have a solid big network like we have, and we actually got most of our stations back that we lost.
Amen. Yes.
You know. Yes. And there's an Antichrist spirit that wants to kill Christian television. Sure. You got to be careful. Don't take it for granted. Don't curse each other. Mm-mm. You got to stand up. We got to pray for this great outreach of Christian television. I had the privilege of being a part of Pat Robertson's CBN, the first Christian network in America, the first Christian TV network, and the first Christian station in the network. And now, 700 Clips still on the air. I hosted that show, by the way, for about 8 years and loved it and loved Pat. And this is, we've got to fight to keep it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of the greats, the great leaders have gone to be with the Lord, like Billy Graham and Oral Roberts and some of my dear friends like that, gone to be with the Lord. Some of the great prophets this year have died and gone to be with the Lord. And so we've got to stay strong.
Yes.
Amen.
And keep, in unity.
Keep the message on the air. And I was so shocked yesterday, and I hope Larry's not upset with me, but I'm shocked that he's 70 years old.
Sorry.
Now, Larry. I know it's true because he said he, and I know he doesn't lie because I know he's a man of God.
Oh,
but
wow.
He doesn't look 70.
No.
I look 70, no. But I'm 81, so.
There you go.
But oh, man. It's, I believe God is wants to keep us going.
Amen.
And keep the ministries on the air.
Yes. Absolutely.
And if people only knew the warfare in Christian television, I could write a book. I was there from the beginning, and I could write a book about it, but I won't. I'll just leave that for heaven. But I think it's important that we stand together.
Yes.
Amen.
That
Amen.
We, the prince of the Amen. Power of the airwaves is Satan, and we've been wrestling those airwaves away from him for a long time. I've been in television over 60 years now, about 60 years, isn't it? This year, I think.
60 years in July.
60th year preaching.
Yeah.
So I started when I was 20. Yeah. So I'm 81 now. Wow. Your ministry has several outreach programs in Israel, Pastor. And will you tell us about your work with elderly Holocaust survivors and the program that is helping Jewish people return to their ancient homeland of Israel.
Yes, sir. You know, if I can tie that in, Jim and Lori and guys, you know, in Genesis 12, there's a teaching in Hebrew called the Avot, and that means whatever comes first, you have to understand what comes first to birth all the rest of the blessings that follow. Like, for example, if you look at the Ten Commandments, unless you understand the first commandment, God is God, then none of the rest of the commandments even work. Or look at putting on the whole armor of God. None of the rest of the armor works unless you understand the first one, the Avot, and having your loins girt about with truth. None of the rest works unless you have the first. The first blessing in all of the Bible is God said, I will bless those who bless Israel. Now, I believe in all my heart, God means what he says, and he says what he means. I believe Lion received his miracle. I believe Tiz received her miracle. Jim, I believe you received your miracle for one reason, the blood of Jesus. The second reason is in these last days, standing with the nation of Israel. We were down at one of the feeding places for the Holocaust survivors that they come down and they fellowship and they have things for them to do, but they also eat three times a day. And then they can take food home. And we were outside filming for our television program showing taking care of these beautiful, precious people. And there was one old lady with a walker and a basket with her meal, and she lives around the corner, they told us. And I'm filming, and all of a sudden she shouts out, I want to hug him. I want to hug him. And she was 96 years old, and she comes over, and I walk over to her, and she says, thank you for loving us. Thank you. Not thank you for feeding us. Not thank you for making sure we have a place to live. Thank you for loving us. And this is a big part, standing with the nation of Israel, being a blessing to the children of Israel is a big part of the Messiah returning, of tearing down the walls that divide, and us Jews and Gentiles becoming that one new man. And you think about for 2,000 years, Jim and Lori, the church, for the most part, sadly, has been the enemy to the Jewish people. So much of what they went through, the pogroms, the inquisitions, the Holocaust, was because of the church teaching against the Jews. And now all of a sudden, we're not preaching against the Jewish people. We're not preaching false doctrine against them. We are reaching out. You and I, our partners, your partners, we're reaching out and we are blessing the nation of Israel. We're not just praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We do that every day, but we are blessing the nation of Israel. And what does God say? God says that when you bless the nation of Israel, he will command his blessing on us. You know, last January before COVID, I had the honor of receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award from the nation of Israel. It's the highest award that the nation of Israel can give to anybody that lives outside of the land of Israel. And it's such an honor, it's such a privilege for us to be with you, Lori, and you, Jim, and all of your partners to be fulfilling Bible prophecy. Just think, we're not just feeding Holocaust survivors or building hospitals or building bomb shelters. What we're doing together, us together, we are fulfilling end time Bible prophecy. This is what's launching the coming of the Messiah. We are tearing down the walls that have divided us, and we are bringing healing and unity between Jews and Gentiles. And let me say one more thing, and I know you guys know this. More books have been written by Orthodox rabbis in the last 3 years about Jesus than has been written in the history of the world. Why is that? It's because all of a sudden the Jewish people are seeing us as their friends. They know that we love them. They know that we stand with them in that land. And it means, though, if I can tell you one more thing, one of the things we do is every year we buy at least one ambulance. It's literally an ICU unit on wheels that goes in and saves people's lives. We buy at least one, sometimes two, every year and for the nation of Israel. Matter of fact, on the news last week at the border of Gaza, two of our ambulances were there. We could see them, and they were saving not only Jewish lives, but they were saving Christians' lives. They were saving Palestinians' lives. But we were at the Jaffa Gate, going into the old city of Jerusalem, and we were doing they were having us do a dedication on a couple of our ambulances, and they had blocked the Jaffa Gate, and people were standing around, and I watched all these Jewish people. They kept coming and coming and coming to look at what Christians are doing for their people, for them. And I looked, and they're weeping, tears running down their face. And that night I was over at a friend of ours who's part of the Knesset in Jerusalem, and we were having Shabbat dinner with he and his wife, my family with his family. And I said, Josh, I said, I understand being appreciative of buying an ambulance, an ICU unit that will save someone's life. But why were they weeping like that? I mean, sobbing like that. And he said, Larry, the Jews have felt like we are alone all by ourselves for 2,000 years. And now all of a sudden, we realize that Christians love us, are standing with us. And all of a sudden, we realize because of these Christians, we have friends. And we are no longer alone. Folks, it is so important. Yes, we're feeding, we're building bomb shelters, we're building hospitals, we're doing Aliyah, but we are together, Jim and Lori, we are, and partners, we are fulfilling Bible prophecy that the walls will come down. And now they're not down all the way, but we are reaching over and embracing each other. And this is one of the number one signs of the coming of the Messiah. And Jim, the reason I bring that up is you said you're 81 years old. I don't believe I don't believe we've got all that long before the Lord returns. I believe God is getting ready to do amazing things, and the best of our ministries is yet to come because the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the more powerful that anointing is going to be, and that is directly linked with blessing the nation of Israel.
Amen.
It's so exciting to hear
Excellent.
Pastor Larry Huck today and what he's doing.
Yes.
We don't just do television. We're
right.
not just faces. What they call them, talking heads. Mm-hmm. We're not just talking heads. Believe me, we do. We Amen. Feed people all the time. Anybody eat any of our food we get on Saturdays around
That's
here?
Right. Yeah.
We get truckloads come
yes.
in
Amen.
To feed the neighborhoods, to feed the churches. Other churches come in and pick it
yes.
up here.
Amen.
And we feed people. Mm-hmm. We encourage people. You know, forgive me for bringing up, but Mark Buntaine was one of my dear friends and right. built a great hospital mm-hmm. in India.
Mm-hmm.
And we helped build the hospitals. We helped build the wings of the hospital. I built a nurse's wing on the hospital one time. And we fed thousands mm-hmm. of people every day
wow.
there. And one time, they needed ambulances at the hospital, and I bought two ambulances, and they were there sitting in the studio, and I brought him on, and I gave him, he was overwhelmed, you know, as he was such a great man. But I was thinking about how I felt when we gave ambulances mm-hmm. to the needy, and I can imagine you got to actually see them right there in Israel, is that right?
Yes, sir. You know, we've seen them so many times. We, like I said, we do at least one ambulance every year. I think we're on our eighth ambulance right now. But I'll tell you a story. We've been working with a hospital, the main hospital in Haifa, for years, helping build an emergency, underground emergency room. We've built bomb shelters there for children. We built 18 bomb shelters there, Jim. But one day we had our tour group, and they were giving us a lunch at the hospital, and we were coming out, and our people were getting on the buses, and all of a sudden an ambulance comes pulling in, sirens going, lights going, and some of our people said, "Pastor, that's one of our ambulances." And so I was standing there with the head of the hospital, Dr. Rofi, and we were talking, and the driver got out and said, "This lady's life was saved because of this ambulance." And we're talking there, another ambulance comes in, and it's another one of our ambulances. Now, like I said, tell you all the time, in ancient Hebrew, there's no word for coincidence. It was a sign to us to keep doing what we're doing to be a blessing to the nation of Israel. And the reason why we do, like, let's say in Haifa, a lot of people don't understand. Haifa, when Syria or Lebanon shoots a rocket, Jim, from Lebanon into Israel, it's 12 seconds from the time that rocket is launched to time it hits the city of Haifa. And so we go in there, and there was a school there for an orphanage, a big orphanage school. And so we went in there and built 18 bomb shelters. And they're not just bomb shelters, they're where they can live and study. And I'm going to tell you, I really believe 1,000%. The reason why we are seeing the miracles of God that we're seeing right now is the fulfillment of this end time prophecy that God gave all the way back in the beginning, that when we bless the nation of Israel, when we do something to bless, and we do other things, we feed 50,000 meals per month to children in Africa. We have a couple orphanages in Haiti, and we feed program in Dominican, and we do a feeding program for kids in Cuba, and we do other things. But there's something special, because it's more than a meal, as you guys know so well. It's more than a meal, or it's more than an emergency room, or it's more than bringing Jews to the nation of Israel. It's fulfilling, and I want everybody to understand this. We are so close to the coming of the Lord that when God moves us to be a blessing to the nation of Israel, and this is what we do in our show on Your Thing, we teach the Jewish roots, but we also teach the blessing of standing with the nation of Israel. You know, so many things that we're involved with, that you're involved with, is saving lives. And I believe we reap what we sow. We help save lives, and God reaches in, Jim, saves your life, saves Lion's life, saves Tiz's life, because God means this. It's the Father of all blessing that I, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Sitkenu, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Shalom, I will bless those who bless the nation of Israel. And if there's ever been a time to be a blessing, and part of being a blessing to Israel is what you guys do so well, is standing up for the nation of Israel. When anti-Semitism is exploding worldwide, all across Europe, all across not only Israel, but Europe and America, now is the prophetic time to stand with the nation of Israel.
Wow. Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Absolutely. We have a report from CBN News with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and meeting with Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. Let's watch this, and then I want you to comment on it, Larry Huck.
4,000, that's how many rockets Hamas and Islamic Jihad launched at Israel from Gaza. So where did they get the rockets? You guessed it, from the mother of all terrorist nations, Iran. And now the jihadist leaders are bragging about it. So will this incriminating evidence affect the president's nuclear talks with the Islamic regime? Chris Mitchell reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Secretary of State Blinken he hoped the U.S. will not renew the nuclear deal with Iran, and that if necessary, Israel will chart its own course.
We also iterated that whatever happens, Israel will always reserve the right to defend itself against a regime committed to our destruction, committed to getting the weapons of mass destruction for that end.
Blinken came with a message to rebuild Gaza.
The United States will work to rally international support around that effort while also making our own significant contributions, including some that I'll announce later today. We'll work with our partners closely with all to ensure that Hamas does not benefit.
For many, it's an open question to see how U.S. and international aid can rebuild Gaza without benefiting Hamas. After the conflict, Hamas's leader gave much of the credit to Iran.
And I cannot but thank those who brought forth money and weaponry to the valiant resistance, the Islamic Republic of Iran, who did not hold back money, weapons, or technical support.
During the conflict, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu displayed an Iranian drone intercepted on the Jordanian border.
And that, I think, says everything on the true patron of terror in the Middle East and in the world, Iran.
It's this flagrant support of Hamas and other terror groups in the region that led 44 Republican senators to send a letter to President Biden to suspend its nuclear talks with the Islamic regime. Many, like former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Ron Dermer, are concerned sanctions relief would enable Iran to export its terror throughout the region.
Iran is stirring the pot in Iraq, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen, in Gaza. That's all of Iran's terror proxies in the region, which is another reason, while this is going on in Gaza, we shouldn't lose sight of who the big enemy is, Iran. I hope very much that the U.S. administration will not go back into the dangerous nuclear deal with Iran, and that we'll continue to keep the pressure on that Iranian regime that represents a threat to us, it represents a threat to our Arab neighbors, and it represents a threat to peace throughout the region.
Our former president cared so much for Israel, recognized the new place for our
embassy
there.
Moved to Jerusalem,
and
that's right.
Always stood with Israel.
Yes.
And right now, we see our country, there's such anti-Semitic things going on in our country. It just overwhelms me. Our current Secretary of State is calling for a two-state solution for Israel, saying that it's the only way to give Palestinians the state to which they're entitled. Why is a two-state solution a bad idea? Would you answer that, Larry?
Yes, sir. Number one, you know, in the book that I wrote, Seven Living Prophecies, I write one chapter on who does this land belong to? Who does the land belong to? And I use the scripture, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. And we can go to the Bible. And the Bible makes it very, very clear who that land belongs to. That land belongs to the Jewish people. No two-state solution. It belongs to the Jewish people. But then you have people that will say, well, I don't believe the Bible. All right, let's go from biblical proof to political proof. After World War One, in 1917, 1921, you have the San Remo Conference, you have the Balfour Conference Declaration, you have the League of Nations before the United Nations, and they took the Middle East, Jim, and they divided it. The Middle East at that time, if you ever watch the movie Lawrence of Arabia, you can see this thing being set up, the Arab Peninsula. The Arab Peninsula, there was no Syria, there was no Jordan, there was no Iran, there was no Lebanon, there was no Egypt. This was the Ottoman Empire. This was the Turks. They're not Arabs, they were Turks. After the Turks partnered with Hitler, they were defeated. And so the world said, here's Syria, here's Lebanon, here's Iran, here's Transjordan, here's Egypt, here's all these other countries, and here's Palestine, the Jewish people. Of all that area, there's only one little sliver that people keep debating about, and that's the nation of Israel. Nobody debates the borders of Syria. Nobody debates the borders of Lebanon. Nobody debates the borders of Jordan. We could go on and on. It's that big. Jim, about a year and a half ago, before the COVID, when President Trump was in, I was asked to come to the White House and meet with his representative, Jason Greenblatt. And we were sitting in a room, and he said, so what is your thinking? I'm going from here in with the president. Tell me what you're thinking. And I painted this picture, and I want everybody to see this. Let's picture the Dallas Cowboy Stadium, huge, huge complex, the Dallas Cowboy Stadium. That's the Arab nations. Inside the Dallas Cowboy Stadium is a matchbook, and that matchbook is Israel. And so what everybody is saying, or what the anti-Semitics are saying is, okay, we've got the whole Dallas Cowboy Stadium that belongs to the Arabs, but the matchbook is Israel. Give us half that matchbook, and then we'll have peace. This has happened since 1920, 1917, 1920, 2021. They just keep shrinking the nation of Israel, and there hasn't been any peace. Dividing Israel into a two-state solution, just looking at Jerusalem, if they divided it the way the Palestinians want it divided, we would lose all the Jewish holy sites, we would lose all the Christian holy sites, and not to mention the protection and security in Israel would be almost non-existing. We must stand for an undivided Israel and an undivided Jerusalem, because the issue is not land for peace. The issue is Hamas, who has sent in over 6,000 rockets into Israel, which are backed by the terrorist organizations of Iran. They don't want land for peace. They have made it very clear that Israel does not have the right to exist. And we need to stand up, as you do, Jim. I'm so proud of you and Lori standing up, because not only do they want to silence us from being Christians on Christian television, they want to silence us from standing up for the nation of Israel. You know, a thing came out on Facebook or whatever that I taught about a week ago, and it's gotten a million hits a day on the teaching of the absolute historical fact of who that land belongs to. And it's been, when we hit 5 days, we were over 5 million hits. Because the world is paying attention. And so the blessing of God, Jim, on you and Lori, the blessing of God on everyone who stands up for what is biblical, political, and archaeological proof that that land belongs to the Jewish people. It is called Israel. It is not called Palestine.
Excellent.
attack sign, the Jews are increasing. Please watch this and give us your insight on why these attacks are increasing today. Let's roll this.
Phone video of attacks against Jews in cities across the U.S. shared on social media show how Palestinian supporters are bringing the war against Israel and against Jews to America's streets. Jews around the world know that when Israel is attacked and fights back, they become even bigger targets for violence. A Jewish man was savagely beaten in New York's Diamond District, another in Times Square. Police are looking for these suspects. In Los Angeles, a man is being held on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon after an anti-Semitic attack on Jewish diners. 10 cars full of Palestinian supporters rolled up and tried to attack them as they ate outside in Beverly Hills. Police are investigating the incident as a hate crime. In Canada, a Jew attacked in broad daylight. And in Florida, this pro-Palestinian caravan says Hitler was right. Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center.
The language of the caravans that are going through Jewish areas with anti-Semitic slogans are being spat, and we're going to rape your wives and children and things like that. There's a sense that it's open season and fair game against Jews.
The Anti-Defamation League has documented anti-Semitism on multiple social media platforms, including 17,000 tweets which used variations of the phrase Hitler was right, and 193 anti-Semitic incidents in the week after the fighting in the Middle East began. Rabbi Cooper says statements by Palestinian supporters in the Democrat Party embolden anti-Semites.
When the squad members openly lie about Israel, use anti-Semitic tropes, knowing they can say whatever they want as elected members of Congress, and that the leadership of Congress won't take them down on that kind of rhetoric, the signals abound that you can get away with it.
And Rabbi Cooper says it's imperative that Christians stand by Jews and speak out strongly against the attacks, and that the White House must do more to stop it.
Wow. Larry, can you imagine that they're saying Hitler was right? They're calling for the destruction of the Jew today. It's not good enough that Hitler killed at least 10 million Jews, and probably a lot more than that, if the truth was really known, what really went on. The horrible Holocaust. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen the burials, the dead, the thousands of dead bodies, the horrible things, what they did with the Jewish people. And Larry, why are these attacks happening here in America? This breaks my heart.
Yes.
That we will be such a country that it would turn against the Jewish people. The devil wants the Jew dead because the Jew is such a part of God's plan. Please, what can we do about it?
Well, you know, the same spirit that you were talking earlier, Jim, about the attack to try to shut down Christian television or try to shut down people who are teaching the word of God, that's the same spirit that is anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic is nothing less than anti-God. And every Christian needs to understand that. When someone is anti-Semitic, Adolf Hitler said in one of his speeches, if we leave one Jew alive, then the presence of God will still be on earth. So it's not about a people. It is about good versus evil. It is about Satan versus God. And we must stand up and understand that when they are saying that Israel must be destroyed, and the reason why this is multiplying, as the rabbi said, is our current government is emboldening this. They're standing up with Iran. Our current government is anti-Semitic. They're not pro-Israel. When President Trump was in the White House, they wouldn't dare do this because they knew that President Trump would stand up with the nation of Israel and allow themselves to protect. The other part of it is the fake news that's going on. And I hear things, I hear people from Hollywood, I hear people from the entertainment field saying things that are so false. They're either willfully ignorant or they don't want to know the truth. When you look at the nation of Israel, Jim, can I give you one statistic I wrote down just for you guys? I heard a movie actor, an actor say the other day that Israel's involved with genocide against the Palestinian people. Let me just give you a fact here. In 1948, there was 156,000 Palestinians in the nation of Israel. In 1972, there was 472,000 Palestinians in the nation of Israel. In 1990, there were 876,000 Palestinians in the nation of Israel. Today, there are over 2.5 million Palestinians in the nation of Israel. That's not genocide. That's growth. That's birthing. That's progress. And so what we're facing is a government that is anti-God, a government that, as whoever was speaking, we have the Hamas caucus in Washington, D.C., that are anti-Israel, do not want Israel to exist, and they're pushing this present administration. They're backing Iran. Iran is giving Hamas the weapons, the finances to attack the nation of Israel. The way we stop this is every Christian becomes bold in the Holy Spirit and stands up and does what's right. You know, my Bible says, he that knows to do right and does not, to him that is sin. And so I want to encourage everybody to partner with Jim, you, and Lori, and stand up for the nation of Israel, because here's the thing. You know, we're talking about divided Israel, divided Jerusalem. You know, I have Jewish friends over there that we joke all the time. When the Messiah comes, we'll be walking with him in the streets of Jerusalem, and then I'll say to him, is this your first visit, or have you been here before? So we joke, we laugh, first coming, second coming. But one thing we all agree on, the Messiah will only return when Jerusalem remains in the hands of the Jewish people. It is a Jewish Messiah, he's a Jewish Jesus, and Jerusalem. You know, you think about this, and Jim, I know you know this, but they're saying, well, Jerusalem is so holy to the Muslim people. In our Bible, Jerusalem is mentioned over 800 times. You know how many times Jerusalem is mentioned in the Quran? Not once. Not one time. So if this is such a holy site, how come it hasn't been mentioned? Palestine, the word Palestine, there has never been a Palestinian people. There's never been a Palestinian government. Palestine was named when Rome could not get the Jews to bow down to the Roman gods. The Roman Empire said, we can't defeat these people. We can defeat them physically, but we can't defeat them spiritually. And so 120 years after the time of Jesus, the Roman emperor said, no longer will anyone call this land Judea. Judea, land of the Jews. And he changed the name to Syria, Palestinia. And Jim, I know you guys know, but just to give people some information, the Palestinians who were extinct 800 years before the time of Jesus weren't Arabs. They were Greeks. The Palestinians who lived up by the Gaza border weren't Arabs. They were Greeks. They were ship people. And so this whole thing about the land belonging to the Palestinian people is propaganda that is anti-Semitic, it's anti-God, but I read the end of the book, we win if we'll stand up. It is a time of great fulfillment of Bible prophecy that God would have people like you guys standing up for the nation of Israel.
We that are on the Lord's side, we win.
Yeah,
that's right.
We win no matter what, we win. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to stay with God. And this is so powerful. I want you to order this, the special Larry Huck little gift package today. for a gift of $35 to help us with our ministry to stay on the air. Those that give almost every day, maybe some give give once a week or once a month, but it's what keeps us on the air. And I want you to have the Feast of the Bible, and this is the power of all of the Feast of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And it's a complete Jewish feast and holiday chart that folds and unfolds accordion style. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of material that is going to help you. And on this package today, we're sending the calendar with it too, aren't we?
Yes, that's right.
Marcella?
We're also including one of the biblical prophecy 2021 to 2022 Hebrew calendar. So we're including that in this offer today. You'll receive one of the Feast of the Bible booklet. Mm-hmm. And I love Pastor Larry is teaching us our Jewish roots, yes, as believers in Jesus. Along with this, you're going to receive one of the Feast of the Lord 2 CD sets. So there's 4 messages included in this CD set right here. In this offer, you'll receive all 3 items, the CD set, the booklet, along with the Hebrew calendar for a donation of $35 to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling.
Yes.
So the Feast of the Lord, you get 4 videos or four teachings.
4 teachings, that's right.
In here, and you get this complete set,
yes,
for just $35. We're out of time today. I wish we had more time. Recently, events in Israel showed us just where we are on God's calendar, and we're sending out that calendar today,
yes,
with this special package of material, mm-hmm, from Pastor Larry Huck. So order those and tell us about a little bit about the blessings of those who stand with Israel. And what do you think of the Jewish calendar? I find it one of the great study aids for me. What do you think?
Yeah, and Jim, I know we're almost out of time, so I'll say this quickly. The Bible lets us know, is there not an appointed time? The word appointed in Hebrew is the word moedim. And what that means on God's calendar, God is God 24/7. We know that. He is the same God every moment of every day. And yet the prophet says, call upon the Lord while he is near. Well, what does that mean? On these appointed times, you know, we're talking about Malachi chapter 3. I'll open the windows of heaven. God says, return to me, I'll return to you. This, and it's all in there. Malachi chapter 3, the greater teaching of that, and every Jew knows this, is to the Gentiles. Because if you look at Malachi chapter 3, it's talking about the quick return of the Messiah. When Jesus first coming, he was here 33 years. He'll come as a thief in the night. So I teach on all this. Why is this important? 3 times a year, we come before the Lord and we don't come empty-handed. Those 3 times, Passover, Resurrection Sunday, Shavuot, Pentecost, Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles, 3 times a year, God has a window ready to open up over us. The word window in Hebrew is the word yeshod, which means a funnel from the throne and the power of God to your need. 3 times a year, this window opens up and then it closes. Right now, as we're with you, we're in a 30-day grace period, Jim, of coming out of Pentecost, Shavuot. The window right now is open. And this is one of the times God says, don't come empty-handed, and I will pour out my blessing. And so I would encourage your partners to get behind you, to send in those gifts right now. This is not a coincidence. We're doing this right now when we're standing with the nation of Israel, and God is getting ready to bless those who do that. When you understand the Feast of the Lord, incredible revelation comes that brings the miracle and the blessing of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm asking you to sow an offering today. You know, the Bible says you reap what you sow, that is, you give, you receive.
Yes.
And the Spirit, and even how much, what you use. If you use a little fork, you're going to get a little fork back, you know. Mm-hmm. But you reap what you sow. And I'm asking you to sow a special offering today to save our stations, to keep us on the air, of $100 and with no gift back. Would that be okay? And just to sow into it, and I'm asking you to sow it for your own need, to sow it that God will heal you, sow it, whatever, because what you sow, you reap.
Amen.
Thank you. Now, you don't buy stuff from God. You give.
Yes.
It's always giving. You come to the temple, you give. You come to his house, you give. You give unto the Lord.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking you to give that special $100, yes, SOS, save our stations. Help us to stay on the air with that $100 special offering today.
Yes. Amen.
Anything else I'm supposed to do, Marcella? My time's gone.
Yes, our time is gone. We want to remind you, you can also order the two Revelation Revealed DVD sets along with the free Bible, which is our beautiful PTL Restoration Bible, for a donation of $150. And that's another way that we can bless you and you can bless our network, bless this platform as we continue to bring you great voices of the prophets to this network. And so we're just honored. We're grateful that we get to stand with Israel. We get to broadcast and go out into every single nation. We are fulfilling the Matthew 24:14 verse. We are fulfilling that the gospel of Jesus Christ shall be preached to all nations. And so we thank you for standing with us.
Yes.
Call us right now at 1-888-988-1588. Or you can go to the website at jimbakershow.com to do your giving as well.
And be sure to order Larry Huck's special today. This way you get his teaching, where you, I know you want more of his teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get his special Feast of the Bibles chart that comes. And then you're going to get this special
calendar.
We appreciate so much that Larry Huck could be with us today.
Yes.
And we want you to watch their show every day on the Voice of the Prophets Network as it's broadcasting around the world and in America, especially in all of our cities of America, all the cities of America now.
Yes.
God loves you. I have to go. Thank you, Larry, for being with us today.
Thank
and God
you, Larry.
Bless you all.
Give Tiz our love.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.